Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. It's election season, and here in Ocean City, the race for four Ocean City Council seats is as wide open as it's been in years. Only two incumbents are running for re-election, and one of those is Mayor Rick Meehan, who is running unopposed. Council President Lloyd Martin is the other incumbent on the ballot, and the vast majority of political analysts here in the region say he's essentially a shoo-in to be re-elected in November, especially with a field of candidates with very limited political experience. So with that as the context, we wanted to get to know some of the newcomers to the Ocean City political scene this year. And when I was asked to host a candidate forum earlier this week, sponsored by the local chapter of the AARP, it proved to be the perfect opportunity to get all the council hopefuls in one room and find out where they stand on the issues facing the resort. We'll be hearing from small business owner Nancy Bolt, retired businessman Tony DeLuca, local property owner Wayne Hartman, 21-year-old firefighter and college student Matthew James, Christopher Rudolph, who works at the Kite Loft and is running under the very catchy slogan of "The Kite Guy is the Right Guy," and former Ocean City Councilman Joe Hall, who had his candidacy questioned based on his residency. But we'll hear more about that later. First, let's get to know the newcomers. I started by asking them what their top three agenda items were going to be if they were elected to the Ocean City Council. Nancy Bolt got the evening rolling.
Definitely the budget. There's some areas there that can be addressed and tackled, to put it politely. Boardwalk, you know, we've got some issues going on with street performers and things like that. And just in general, cleaning up the boardwalk, cleaning up the population and making it safe again.
My top three agenda items are...
This is Tony DeLuca, who has had early support from the mayor and some of the voting members of the council who make up what is known as the voting majority.
First of all, transparency in all matters. I really believe in transparency in all matters. Second is the integrity of our neighborhoods. I'm proud of our neighborhoods, and they're clean, and they're safe, and I would really, any of my family members could live in any neighborhood that I've been knocking door to door on. And the third is really integrating small businesses, their concerns with the larger businesses, their concerns, and having them prosper together for the town.
Wayne Hartman has his sights set on reestablishing that family-friendly image on the boardwalk and the business-friendly image throughout the resort.
Improving the boardwalk, I think it's the lifeline to Ocean City. We need to do whatever's necessary to change things there. The downward trends in crime, I think we're on a great path. We need to continue that, the zero tolerance in June. And the last thing is fiscal responsibility.
Matthew James is the 21-year-old son of Ocean City Hotelier and former Republican state senator candidate Michael James. If elected, Matthew James would become the youngest council member in Ocean City history.
Public safety would be the first one. The cleanliness of Ocean City would be the second. And the overall positive quality of life in Ocean City would be the third.
Christopher Rudolph.
Three major things that I really feel strongly about is I really want to continue to push the dualization of Route 90. It's in our strategic plan, and I really think that dualizing that is going to ease congestion in Ocean City. And let's say if we have a major hurricane, we're going to need a viable way to get people out of here as quickly as possible. In addition, I want to completely stop smoking on the beach and boardwalk. And I want to keep beach replenishment a top funding priority. I'm going to champion former Councilwoman Nancy Howard in that regard, because without that beach out there, we don't have Ocean City. And that's really important to those of us who live here.
As we navigated through questions that had to do with the tight budget and the issue of smoking on the beach, the candidates were pretty much unified, not wanting to raise taxes or cut services to the public. But they did differ a bit on the smoking issue. Some candidates, like Matthew James, wanted a full-on ban of smoking in the resort.
I would fully support the smoking ban. I don't think anybody on the beach should have to be near a group of people smoking. In the summertime, it gets very busy, and a lot of people sitting around. And if there was one spot where people would all congregate to smoke, that would affect people that are sitting all around them.
Nancy Bolt, on the other hand, wanted a bit more of a cautious approach.
In looking at tourism, I think that we should have designated areas. because it shows compromise. And if you look further at enforcement, how exactly would we enforce a smoking ban? I mean, is this something, you know, that a police officer is to go up to someone and write them a $100 ticket because they're smoking a cigarette on the boardwalk? What message does that send versus saying to that visitor to our town, look, we understand that you smoke. Can you please just take it over here?
As Ocean City becomes the second largest city in the state of Maryland during the summer months, there are concerns that go along with that huge population spike, one of which is pedestrian safety. How do each of you assess the measures the city has already taken to protect both visitors and locals on Ocean City streets? And what additional measures should be taken to further protect the growing number of people using the bus lane on Coastal Highway, as the city is seeing more and more people using bicycles and scooters as a means of transportation here in the resort? We'll start with Mr. Hartman.
I think this year, if you look at the number of incidents, I think it shows that we've done a great job with the state highway. One thing I think we need to make improvements on is the resurgence in skateboards that we're seeing on the street. I see that as being a huge safety issue. I think everybody here can relate to a skateboard not stopping at an intersection or coming the wrong way on an intersection. So as far as bikes and things of that nature, I think they need to be treated like a motor vehicle and abide by the same traffic flow. Bikes going against the grain of traffic, it's a dangerous situation. So we're on the right track. If we continue to have issues with people not crossing at the crosswalks, the landscaping and vegetation in the middle of Coastal Highway is a great buffer. And I think that would be a huge, it would be a nice asset to look at and a huge detractor for somebody trying to cut through.
Chris Rudolph.
I'd be open to figuring out some sort of a way to be more accommodating to bicycles. Perhaps having another specific lane just for bicycles. That can't be impeded by anyone else. That may or may not be practical, but I do agree with the way we've been dealing with that.
Tony DeLuca.
I think that the city lowering the speed limit was something that was worthwhile. They lowered it on the lower half from Midtown down to the city, which has really worked very well. And I think, you know, safety is a huge, huge issue for the city. I mean, we have one road in this city.
The evening became much more interesting when former Councilman Joe Hall entered the room. He had just been approved by a 5-2 vote at City Hall to run in this year's Ocean City Council election. A local citizens group had contested whether or not Joe Hall was a full-time resident of Ocean City, because he has spent much of his time since he lost the 2012 election in North Carolina to be closer to his kids. But the council, under the advisement of City Solicitor Guy Ayers, voted to allow Joe Hall to run. Hall, if you remember, was voted out of office in a dramatic and rather overwhelming way in 2012. But his 10 years of council experience stood out in a field full of newcomers on this night. He started with his take on the theory that some of the special events in Ocean City are actually detrimental to the resort's family-friendly image.
Donald Trump used to say, find out who's doing it right and do it a little bit better. Not that he's always the best example, but when it comes to identifying events that are working in other towns and enabling those events to come to this town, hopefully with the backing of the private sector and not the pocketbook of the taxpayer, I think is the way to go. So if we have high-profile events we don't like, maybe what we need to do is explore what event could replace that without the town doing it ourselves, but allowing and enabling the private sector to bring forward that.
The candidates seemingly echoed each other once again on the subject of infrastructure, saying they were more concerned with building tourism than they were about maintaining the town's proverbial nuts and bolts. They all thought it was in good shape. So on the subject of tourism, I asked them what new ideas they would bring to the table to help build the resort's biggest industry. Unfortunately, I got a lot of very broad answers, like this one from Tony DeLuca.
Tourism is probably the best, probably my number one priority as I thought about it. And I thought that the tourism department has been doing an exceptional job in terms of what they're bringing to town. And I've talked about some of those things in terms of what they've been and what they've meant to this city. And so just moving forward with that, I think, is probably the number one priority.
Or this one from Matthew James.
I think it's very important to maintain the marketing for tourism, as tourism is the driving force in Ocean City. It's not only to get people here, but I think it would be important to get the tourists to come to Ocean City and make it an experience when they're here, and then make that experience so good that they come back again and again for years to come.
Christopher Rudolph and Nancy Bolt said they would bring more special events to town to hopefully draw in new tourists from new markets, while Wayne Hartman focused on the hard numbers and the X's and O's of the town's marketing playbook.
So if you look at the advertising dollars we spent over the last 5 years, I think the advertising budget has doubled. I think we have an adequate budget, you know, as far as advertising. And I really think we need to maintain the image that people are used to with Ocean City.
Joe Hall took a different approach and basically said the town needs to throw the playbook out the window.
I think our efforts have been an epic fail. Since I first got on the council, we had $1 million budget. We've increased it to over $5 million, and we have decreased visitation. We're continually striving to find new and better revenues to spend and throw at something that municipal government should have no role in. We should be an enablers for the private sector to be able to support their businesses themselves.
One of the biggest stories of this past summer involved the city's rocky relationship with the growing number of street performers on the Ocean City Boardwalk. The mayor and current members of the council say the street performer issue will be one of the top things on their off-season to-do list. So I asked the candidates how they would handle this debate. Here's Christopher Rudolph.
I see this as a constitutional issue, and it's one of those things where, you know, if you don't like it, you don't have to stand there and subject yourself to it either.
Joe Hall.
Unfortunately, it looks like the genie's out of the bottle when this issue over time was brought forward. We had a set of rules. We had a registration type system and that, and then we tried to tighten up the rules. As we tightened the rules down, we got more resistance. When we tightened them too tight, we ended up in court and we ended up losing. As for the future, we continue to enhance our amenities and our offerings alternatively to compare to the street performers, and hopefully we outdo them. And the entertainment of the families that come to town will be from the entertainment we want and not want.
Nancy Bolt.
This is a tricky situation. I've read the court documents. Void for vagueness came up repeatedly in it because of the way our laws and ordinances were written. Can we go back and readdress them? I would think so. I don't think that the court's decision prohibits us from doing that.
Tony DeLuca.
There are many different street performers out there. I mean, we have spray painters, we have singers, we have musicians, we have costume characters, and we have undesirable street performers out there. I just feel that some of our family values are being tramped or being trampled on the boardwalk right now, and we really need to take some direction.
Wayne Hartman.
Well, I really think we're dealt a bad hand with the judgment, and I really don't think we can sit back and accept it. We have to do something. We have to think outside of the box. We've done successful campaigns about the traffic situation on 50. We're talking about a advertising campaign about saving lives on the beach. Why can't we advertise not to support the buskers? It's our freedom of speech. We have to push further. Today we had a meeting, the Boardwalk Development Committee. One of the ideas I came up with is, why don't we have a north and southbound traffic lane on the boardwalk for the tram? If there's 4 or 5 feet for a bench, 2 lanes of tram traffic painted on the boardwalk. If there's not enough room for the performers, as the tram comes by, people move on. They're not going to make money. They're not going to be there. If we have to, somebody's talked about Ocean City Development Corporation, our partner. That's our great partner. Privatize the boardwalk. Rent the boardwalk to OCDC. Charge them for being there. Control who you want there. If it's a family act, let it go. But we can actually reverse this. We don't have to accept it.
Matthew James.
I think Wayne made some great points about being able to regulate who performs on the boardwalk and who does not perform on the boardwalk. If that was not able to happen, I think, as Nancy said, I think maybe creating an area where street performers could perform. That would be beneficial to everybody because the street performers would still get to perform and they wouldn't be impeding anybody else's, whether they're walking, whether it's the tram, or whether they just don't want to see it. It wouldn't be bothering anybody else unless they went out of their way to go to where the performers were performing.
The candidates continued on an array of subjects, mostly mirroring each other's thoughts on crime in the resort, which they believe the city has under control, and the current state of tourism, which all but Joe Hall said they believed was on the rise. In the end, each one of these newcomers were waiting for their chance to just ask the audience for their vote. So we'll close this segment with some of their closing statements. We'll start with Wayne Hartman.
You know, I think the message is simple. We need to keep the town safe, we need to keep it clean, and we need to keep it affordable.
Matthew James.
In Ocean City, we will continue to see change, just as we always have. There will be changes in finances, changes in budgets, changes in priorities, and I feel that we need to elect people who understand this change and who are able to deal effectively with this change.
Christopher Rudolph.
Those of you who know me know that I love flags. And there's a particular state flag that comes to mind when having a political discussion, and that's the flag of the state of Georgia. And on their flag, it says, wisdom, justice, and moderation. And I promise you this, I'm going to bring all three of those to the table when I'm elected to the city council.
Joe Hall.
Fortunately, unfortunately, I had the opportunity to have a sabbatical and go out and see a different part of the world. And I took that opportunity to retool myself, prepare myself for this election, prepare myself for the future of Ocean City. Everything I've learned, I learned what it's like to build an upside down pyramid and have it tilt on top of you, crawl out from under it. And now I'm building a new pyramid, and I look forward to doing part of that as your council member.
Nancy Bolt.
Being on city council is not an easy job. It's not an easy task at all. There's tough decisions to make. Somebody's toes are going to get stepped on at some point. I promise I will listen to you. I have an open mind. I can see both sides of the coin. Sometimes there's three sides, sometimes four. There's always going to be an outcome that's going to work the best for the most people. That's what I promise to bring.
And finally, Mr. DeLuca.
The most important thing to me out of this is each and every one of you as Ocean City residents have the opportunity to really make an informed decision as you go out to the polls on November 4th. And I would like to ask you to please vote for me.
The big takeaway for many people in the audience was that these candidates agreed on an awful lot of things. They all think Ocean City is headed in the right direction, with the exception of Joe Hall, and that tourism is on the upswing and crime is on the downswing. And while statistics may point to that, what these candidates didn't do was show how they would handle tough or unpopular decisions that council members have to make sometimes. But with that said, the good thing is that these new candidates have a little bit of time to sharpen their talking points and dig a little deeper into the role they are seeking before the election in November. I'm Brian Russo, and you're listening to Coastal Connection. We'll be right back.